Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
U wins huge. Purdue wins huge. Got Butler tonight. Pacers tonight. Things are rolling in Central Indiana. The Colts got the win yesterday against the Buffalo Bills. This is Breakfast with Kent. Let's talk about sports, brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. For a great bonus, enter the promo code Kent Sterling and play, invest, have fun, enjoy more bonuses if you refer friends. All good stuff at mybookie.ag. All right, back to the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor was historically good yesterday. 5 touchdowns, 4 on the ground, 1 through the air. And so here's what he was able to do yesterday with the 5 touchdowns and 30 points scored. Those were both Colts franchise records dating back to the launching of the franchise in Baltimore. He became the 5th player ever with 4 TDs rushing, 1 TD receiving, and Sean Alexander, Gale Sayers were the most recent two. He's the 1st player ever with 175 yards rushing, 4 rushing TDs at least, and 1 receiving TD at least. He became the 3rd ever to post 8 straight 100-yard games from scrimmage and a TD. The most recent was LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006, Lydell Mitchell, the only guy to do it prior to that, 1975 and 76 for the Baltimore Colts. Lydell Mitchell was great. This is Taylor's 4th game with 150 or more yards and multiple TDs. He is now the all-time leader in franchise history for the Indianapolis Colts in that category. He's played 26 games. Fewest carries to reach 1,000 yards in Colts history. The Colts are 12-0 when he totals 80 rushing yards. Really, really good day. Really, really good year. A really good career so far, just 26 games in. Carried the ball 32 times yesterday, which was a career high. He is rolling. The Colts are rolling. How about this? The Colts right now are 6-5. And granted, while that makes them the 9th place team in the AFC. They lead the AFC in points scored with 309. They played one more game than most because they haven't had their bye yet. But this team is kind of rolling. The turnover differential, they lead the NFL in at plus 15. They picked up 4 more yesterday. You know, at the beginning of the season, guys were talking about getting 40 turnovers. And nobody thought that that was even remotely possible. It's possible. Last year, the NFL leader in turnovers generated 29. This year, the Colts just keep moving forward and grinding out more turnovers against a team that prior to yesterday's game led the NFL in turnover differential. This was the best team against the run in the National Football League, and the Colts popped for better than 260 yesterday. They hadn't given up more than 150 to anybody. They had only given up 100 yards, the Bills had, 2 times this past season. The most recent was the Titans, I think, with 142. The Colts went more than a hunch beyond that. The 100, that was 2 out of 9 games they had given up 100. The Colts went over 120, went about 120 beyond the Bills' high mark for allowing rushing yards in a game prior to yesterday. How about that? This game was over. And you kept thinking, right, the Colts up 17, you were still thinking, okay, how are the Bills coming back in this thing? We've seen this show before. How are they going to do it? They didn't. So the Colts are 6-5 and now have a 73% chance to make the playoffs. That doesn't mean anything. You don't play football with a calculator, and you don't go to the playoffs because the people at 538.com say you've got a 73% chance to go to the playoffs. Colts, really, really good yesterday. More good injury news. Quentin Nelson went down again, similar to the way he went down the previous week. And he could have come back in. He kept his helmet on. He looked like he was ready to go. However, there was no need. A lot of guys got to sit. Sam Ellinger got some run yesterday. Nice day for the Indianapolis Colts. Now they got Tampa Bay coming up. Tampa Bay plays tonight against the Giants. They are 6-3 on the season. And so they're going to have a short week coming off Monday Night Football. They got to travel here to play the game. Things looking up for the Colts. All because of that game. This is the way the NFL season works. You win to earn the right to play meaningful football moving forward, and that's what the Colts did yesterday, and that's what the Colts have been doing since they were 0-3 to start the season. Not many teams in the history of the NFL. I think that the Colts would become the seventh to start a season 0-3 and make the playoffs. They got a hell of a chance to go ahead and do just that. Winning this game against Tampa would be a big deal, and then closing out the pre-bye portion of the season with a win against the Texans, that would be a big deal too. If you can go into the bye at 8-5, get guys a little bit healthy through that week of rest, and then go attack the last four games of the season, two of them against opponents you really should beat, but that first game against the Patriots, oof, that's a tough game. Patriots are rolling. However, the Colts are rolling. So what are we worried about? Carson Wentz yesterday, 11 of 20 for 106 yards, one TD, no interceptions. Another clean game for Carson Wentz. Even though he threw some balls that could have landed in the hands of the Bills, they didn't, and it's all okay. Colts, again, rolling. Fantastic. What a day. Drama-free yesterday. Colts won in a walk. Indiana wins in a walk. Indiana beats Louisiana 76-44. Indiana had a bunch of turnovers. That wasn't good. But it's okay because Louisiana couldn't make shots. Indiana's defense was really, really stingy again. Louisiana hit 19.4% from beyond the arc. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. How about that? That would be a nice thing to do. Parker Stewart was 6 of 7 from the floor last night, 16 points. Miller Kopp, the only starter who played really any run at all. I mean, no starter played 20 minutes other than Miller Kopp, who played 30. He was terrific. Jackson State coming up tomorrow night at Simon Scott Assembly Hall for Indiana. That game at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we get to watch the entire thing on the Big Ten Network. Here's something you got to know when you're programming sports, especially the way the Big Ten Network broadcasts it. Volleyball is insanely long. It runs really, really long. Go to the IHSAA Girls Volleyball State Championships. By the end, you're running about 2 hours behind. That's the way this works. Indiana High School State Championships for football set. The 6A and 5A, it's a Central Indiana Invitational. You've got Cathedral and Zionsville. In the 5A State Championship, you've got Center Grove playing against Westfield in the 6A State Championship. Fantastic stuff. We'll go over that as we move throughout the week. The Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic was played this weekend. Purdue participated. They beat the hell out of North Carolina in the first game, and then yesterday they beat number 5 Villanova, 80-74. Zach Edey, 21 points in 20 minutes. Jaden Ivey, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Villanova's starters really faded. They only went 7, Villanova did, in yesterday's game. And you had starters for Villanova over the course of those 2 days. They played two games, one against Tennessee on Saturday, and then they played Purdue yesterday. They averaged 32 minutes a game. Purdue, 27.7 minutes per game. It doesn't sound like a big difference. It's a big difference. Purdue's depth is really going to be a quality that in February and March allow the Boilermakers to do a whole lot of damage in the Big Ten and hopefully in the NCAA tournament. Indiana, same thing. Indiana, very, very deep. Not as talented or as big as Purdue, but really, really good. And so this might be one of those rare years where both Purdue and Indiana are good. Purdue's got Omaha Friday at 2 o'clock on BTN. The Indiana football program is in arrears. They got the bucket game coming up Saturday. It's their only opportunity remaining to win a game in conference. They lost to Minnesota 35-14. Ivan O'Idle told you on Friday afternoon, bet all available bets against Indiana and on Minnesota. All of those paid off. Told you to take the Colts. Told you to take the over with the Colts and the Bills. All paid off. Lost a couple of out-of-market games. But overall, a 5-2 weekend for Ivan O'Idle. Really, really good. Again, the previous weekend, 6-2. Weekend before that, 7-0. Ivan, if you're playing along with Ivan, if you're investing according to Ivan's ideology in terms of sports wagering, you're doing really, really well. And of course, you're doing it through mybookie.ag. The bucket game, 3:30 on Saturday, Rossade Stadium. Hoping for the best, fearing the worst, as always. Ivan wants me to rake those leaves. I raked the leaves. I mulched the leaves. I mowed over the leaves and I blew the leaves. How about that? Butler tonight, they take on, they play Houston, ranked. Kelvin Sampson, we hate Kelvin Sampson. So we've got, even if you don't care much for Butler, and I do, I love Butler basketball, you're rooting for Butler because you're rooting against Kelvin Sampson and the Fighting Houstons. That's in the Maui Invitational, which is being played in Las Vegas because of COVID. I don't know. Hard to explain. Pacers tonight at the Bulls, 8 o'clock. The Bulls, really good this year. The Pacers, 7-11. They're coming off a win against New Orleans on Saturday night, which was not dramatic. They ran out to a big lead in the first, really put the game away in the third quarter. Rick Carlisle kind of got the attention of the team by benching starters in the previous game. And the second unit kind of came back from the dead in that game and gave the Pacers a chance to tie late. You know what? You got to come out and compete every night. If you're going to make $22 million a year or $20 million or $18 million a year, you got to compete every night. You got 82 nights to compete and earn that money. In what kind of world do we live when you can make that kind of cash and just sort of take the night off periodically? I know it's hard to play 82 basketball games and play 35 minutes a game. I get it. However, you're being paid for it, and people are paying to watch you do it. So, you know what? Remove your head from your rear area and compete like hell and make John Wooden, man. John Wooden's messages were simplicity themselves. However, you know what? If you make every day your masterpiece, if you make every game your masterpiece, life gets easy if you have that kind of focus and that kind of ability to focus. You got a chance to do some special things. Tommy Larson says the Colts will beat Tampa this week. You know what? I think they got a shot. And I was not a giant believer in the Colts, obviously, and really thought that the possibility of them earning a wild card was really scant. However, with yesterday's game on the road, in the rain, doing what they did, just mauling, that beating them. Like, very rarely does an NFL team just pound the living hell out of another NFL team. That's what happened yesterday. The Colts in Buffalo, in crappy weather, just beat physically the living hell out of the Buffalo Bills. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great John Strauss celebrating a birthday. The great Julie Patterson, happy birthday. Beth Riley, the great Dave Barris celebrating a birthday. Clinton Thornberry, happy birthday. Jared Testerman, David Bell, not Purdue's David Bell, another David Bell, but still an important David Bell. Joe Weaver, happy birthday. The great Howard Sunbury, celebrating a birthday. Michael Horn, happy birthday. Kerry Latimer, Sharon Smith, and Michael Andrews, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. We'll talk to you later today. Inside Indiana Sports, now brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Let's go. Let's go Colts. Let's go Hoosiers. Let's go Bulldogs tonight. Let's go Pacers. Let's go, who'd I miss? Boilers? All of them. Let's go Hoosiers in the NCAA soccer tournament, right? Absolutely.